Welcome back to In Focus. Good morning. Freddie Bowman back in the studio after a little bit of a vacay and a little bit of a staycay, actually, earlier in the week. Just got a lot of stuff done at my apartment and just here in town that I never had time to really get to otherwise. But it's good to be back, and good to be back across from Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. I know it now.
I don't even have to
like read that off the screen anymore.
You can start saying ICDD. That's when we'll really know you're like in.
What, ICDD?
Yeah.
That's what it is? Okay. All right. We'll get to that point.
We're almost there.
Well, we're going to talk about the primary election results from last night and I guess really this morning. And that's definitely an interesting situation. And we did talk to Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo this morning. And Dave talked to him a little bit about kind of where we go from here. Before I play some of that interview, Tim, I guess just kind of your initial thoughts right now. I mean, this is all still fresh. I mean, we just found these final numbers from Johnson County finally came in about an hour ago.
Yeah, these unofficial numbers now peg it pretty closely to where we think it, you know, will be before we, and as this interview will kind of highlight the next steps. But yeah, I think it then positions the conversation to what does this begin to look like in November? How do the candidates start to position themselves rather than, you know, tacking to their respective bases because of our system here in Kansas, but now looking to a general election. And so it's exciting and nerve-wracking, all those things together.
All right, let's go ahead and go right into that interview with the Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo. Dave asked Rich just basically where we're at, and he asked if it's over, and here's Rich's answer.
No, it's a long ways from being done. We had a similar situation, not, of course, this large of a race, where years ago, one candidate, a local school district, was ahead until we had the canvas and counted the provisionals. The provisionals actually changed the result. The person that was behind going into the canvas actually pulled ahead. And so it's far from over. Just in Riley County, we have 161 provisional ballots. And so all throughout the state, there's going to be a large number of provisional ballots. Every county has until next Friday to canvass their votes. So we'll know the final results after the canvass next Friday statewide. And then at that point, I'm sure either side, whoever is ahead or behind, will decide and have the ability by state law, if there's a half a percentage difference or less, to demand a recount.
I don't know what the percentage difference is right now, but it's far less than half a percent.
Absolutely.
With 191 votes out of roughly, 252,000 cast between the two candidates?
Correct. Yeah, I think either way this goes, I foresee a recount in the future, even if Collier were to pull ahead after the provisionals. One side or the other is going to ask for a recount in this race, I'm sure.
What's the recount process?
It's a matter of actually pulling reports from the machines. Those counties that have all our paper ballots, we'll have to count those by hand, and we'll have to get the receipts of each voter. For any county that has the electronic machines, they can print out receipts that show exactly how each individual voted and tabulate those by hand.
It's crazy to think how crazy this has gotten, huh?
It is.
Wow. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking some time on a busy morning. I know here in Riley County, you know, we had a pretty good advance voting turnout. We had a pretty sizable increase in the overall voting turnout.
Yeah, it was much better than 4 years ago, and that's good because it was horribly low 4 years ago, in my opinion. Still, you know, at 23%, you know, we would like to see, you know, well above 50% overall voter participation. But, yeah, it was much better than the last comparable election 4 years ago. But as you said, you know, this election process is far from over in regarding the governor's race.
Do you have any comments as to what transpired in Johnson County?
I just know, you know, all the election officials across the state of Kansas are great people, and I personally know the people in Johnson County. They were under tight timelines to deploy new election equipment because, as is with our election equipment, you know, it's at the end of its useful life. And so they were probably just in a tough situation getting out new software, new equipment. People would not fully understand, unless you've been through it, the magnitude of work that it goes through to conduct an election and the technology involved nowadays. And so they're in a tough situation. I'm sure they did the best that they could. And the statutes don't state, you know, as far as election results, you know, that we have any timeline that we have to get them out. You know, the media and the candidates wanted out as soon as possible, but they did everything within the law. They got them out as quick as possible. And like I've always told the media, our priority is to be sure when we release results, they're correct. And I'm sure that's all they were doing.
Rich Fargo, Riley County Clerk, thanks for your perspective. Appreciate you calling in this morning. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Dave.
And thanks, Rich. And thanks, Dave, for getting that together and talking with Rich. Tim, before I think we need to get in another break here in just a second, but just some quick thoughts after hearing that.
Yeah, no, I think just the, you know, what was explained a moment ago is that even though the election now feels like it's done its thing, there's still a lot of final steps that need to happen, and especially in this kind of contested race that's so close, that there are a lot of things that are going to happen between and transpire between now and next Friday, right? When things kind of get finalized, and then from there pivoting to the general election. So it's for anyone who is maybe anxious either way. With the current numbers as they are, know full well that it's probably going to go, it's going to oscillate back and forth a few times probably before things get squared out.
And just a question to leave you with. Don't answer it. I'll just leave it with you before we go to break. But a prolonged sort of back and forth on the Republican side figuring this out, does that help or hurt Senator Kelly's chances in November? I'll have Tim answer that on the other side. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center. Did you